Michael Cation on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Jeff Passan and Mina Kimes wrote the story detailing the lewd text sent by now former Mets GM Jarrett Porter to a woman reporter. And Jeff is with us right now. Jeff, how you doing?
Michael, can I get a couple things out of the way off top here?
Yes.
There's another radio station in New York that's been pretty damn irresponsible today about its coverage of this. And I hate giving them any shine because they don't deserve it. But the notion that ESPN has been sitting on this story since 2017 is the most giant load of irresponsible garbage that I've heard in a long time. We have duties as journalists to protect our sources and to look after the people who give us the stories that we get to tell. It is their story. It is not ours. And the idea that we have been sitting on this because this woman who went through a horrendous thing with somebody in a position of power and ended up having to move back to her country and get out of journalism because of it, the idea that she wasn't ready at that time is perfectly rational and normal and the type of response that I think any of us could go through. She wasn't ready. The story waits for when the person whose it is ready to tell it. And so she waited. And she left the industry where she was worried she was going to have backlash and potentially have her job harmed. And she saw Jarrett Porter's rise to general manager of the New York Mets, putting him in a position of great power and great authority, and thought to herself, this man who has his dream job ended up facilitating me losing my dream job. And I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. And so the idea that this story 4.5 years later after this incident happened has any less resonance, has any less importance, and has any less right to be told, anybody who thinks that needs to shut up. Mm-hmm. Second, I want to just lay the timeline out here. We refer in the story to that fact that ESPN has known about this since December 2017. That is correct. Mina Kimes, who worked with me on the story, has known about this since December 2017. I was not working at ESPN at the time. In fact, when Jarrett Porter got hired, I wrote two tweets, I believe, that reflected both my relationship with him, someone I had known and someone I had talked with over the course of my years covering baseball, and somebody who, from people with whom I've spoken, like Sandy Alderson said today, have very high opinions of him. His opinion throughout the baseball community was pretty pristine. I later learned about the texts. So I did not know about them when I wrote those tweets, and I would not have written those tweets had I known about them at the time. And you know what? I think I'm having the same feeling that a lot of people throughout the game are today, a lot of people who are friends with him, and a lot of people who have stood up for him and vouched for him, which is sadness, and which is wondering, do we really know someone? That's the general feeling throughout baseball today. And to try and twist this and to look back at dates and intentions and turn them into some kind of a storyline, keep your eye on the ball. Mm-hmm. The person who matters here is the woman. The person who matters is the victim. And I understand that the New York Mets lost their general manager today and that it's a franchise that has been in constant flux throughout the Wilpon era, and that Steve Cohen buys the team and suddenly things are going to change. And now it's just, hey, same old Mets. No, that's not the story. The story is about the woman who is in a sport that habitually mistreats women, who is in an industry, not just baseball, but whole sports industry that habitually mistreats women. And she felt like it was important enough that she put herself out there at the risk to herself personally and to her other career and to her family and everyone who knows her to tell this story, because maybe it gets the conversation going inside of baseball and otherwise about what's right and what's wrong. And the fact that we're talking about that today, guys, is a good first step, but we got a hell of a lot more to take.
Where do we stand, Jeff, on who she told, and was this did this die on the vine in Chicago?
That is still, Don, up for question. From our reporting, we know that three people knew about these messages. Jared Porter was one, the woman was the other, and a Cubs employee at the time who was from the same country that she was the third. And I spoke with him yesterday, and he talked about trying to be essentially a go-between, how he was trying to bring them together so there could be some sort of amicable resolution. I asked him if he told anybody else with the Cubs. He said no. I asked him if he thought anyone else with the Cubs knew. He said no. So as far as our reporting goes to this point, it begins and ends there. And Sandy Alderson today at his media briefing said essentially the same thing, that he didn't think any of Porter's previous employers knew about this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jeff, I'm not sure if you're the one who made the call to Mina, but you did speak with Jared Porter. Was it you?
I did.
Okay, yes. So what was, I mean, when you brought it up to him, was he fumbling, stumbling? I mean, what was his reaction? Was he begging you not to write it?
No, he didn't. He didn't beg me not to write it. I think he understood midway through the call that, you know, he asked, "Is there going to be a story written?" And I said yes. And at first, when we were talking, he acknowledged texting with the woman. He initially said that he hadn't sent pictures, but when I told him that the text that we obtained showed selfies as well as other pictures that were more explicit, he said that he had sent the selfies, but that the explicit ones were not of him. So that was an acknowledgement of what was going on. I think once he recognized that was, you know, that we had the texts and that was going to go into a story, I think he understood what the fallout was going to look like. And I think he understood that something like this is awfully difficult to get around, and that he had made a grave mistake.
So how do you view the Mets' handling of this so far, Jeff?
I understand why, you know, I think there were some people calling for the immediate firing of him last night after our story ran. I personally look at an organization as big as the Mets and a job as big as general manager as not needing a snap decision in the moment. I can understand why Steve Cohen and Sandy Alderson needed a night to think about it. But the fact, guys, that it was done before 8 o'clock this morning, I think tells you everything you need to know.
All right, final thing. We're right up against it because we're going to have Mina Kimes come on right after you. I've known you a while. I've never seen or heard you this ticked off. So just to repeat, you did not sit on this story and then spring it when Jared Porter became GM. You weren't even working at ESPN when the story occurred.
Yeah, I didn't know about this at all when he was hired as general manager. And that's, you know, Michael, I just want to say that, like, I want to make sure this is not about me. It's not. It's not about me. It's not about what I knew. We have processes in place at ESPN and work with brilliant editors and people who take this stuff seriously. And the fact that we were able to get this story together and get it out in what I believe was an ethical fashion, was a fair fashion, and what got to the core of the truth. That's what matters. The truth here is what matters. Nobody was sitting on anything. There is a right time to print something and a wrong time. The wrong time is when somebody who has been victimized does not want it out there. She needed to heal in order to put this out in public. And you know what? Her healing process still isn't done. I don't know if it's ever going to be. And that's the saddest part of this whole thing.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Good
Jeff.
Stuff, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Michael Kasha on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. The other writer of the story, Mina Kimes, will join us in just a moment right here on the Michael Kasha on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.